need help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen. During the next 2 hours, we're going to tackle a number of subjects that touch each and every one of our lives, starting with hour two. We're going to be spending some time on self-healing with Liberty Forrest. She's a free spirit. You're going to get a kick out of her. And we'll also be spending some time with Kathy Murillo. She is a myofascial release practitioner, and she'll talk to us about this relatively new therapy that has come down. And wrapping up today's show, we're going to be spending some time, just a few minutes, with Command Sergeant Major Todd Burnett, retired. He's the co-founder of USX. He is guiding the team up Mount Everest. We talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to get an update and find out exactly where the teams of both retired and current enlisted folk are on their trek to the top of Mount Everest as they talk about and encourage people to learn more about PTSD. During this hour of the show, we're going to talk about, we're going to be visiting Robert Clancy. For a longer period of time today, we're going to be talking about when life changes on a dime, and we'll start right now with Dr. Keith Kenter. That's actually Dr. Keith Kenter. He has a PhD in nutrition and an MD in naturopathic medicine. Dr. Kenter, welcome to Late Night Health.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, Mark. And hi, Dale, if you're there in the background. I mean, Dale.
I'm here.
He is here. Always here and listening. We're going to talk about the summer and summer cravings for foods and what they mean. And in some cases, apparently, Dr. Kenter, you found that the cravings of food can trigger certain areas in the mind that are like people with addictions. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. If you give me a minute or so, I'll explain that as quickly as I can. I have a program called Named Program, N as in November, AMEDprogram.com. Anyhow, what that does is it works on creating special menus for people that have addictions to drugs or alcohol or any mental illnesses. And what I found through a lot of research, because I've been stuck home since I got injured in a sick, and I had to have some major operations, so I had lots of times to do the research. But we all have opiate receptors in our body, and they're in our brain, our spinal cord, and our gastrointestinal tract. And these opiate receptors, when they're stimulated, release chemicals, and these chemicals give our body urges. All of our urges, except for sex, come from the opiate receptors.
So where does the let's talk about the important one then.
The sexual ones come from different hormones like testosterone and estrogen.
All right, got it. You made it very simple and took away my joke, but it's all right.
I'm sorry. I was playing my scientist role for the first few minutes.
Understand. So if I have a summer food,
let me just finish the sentence and then we'll go into the summer foods and I can be specific.
Sure.
So through my research, what I found is that researching opiate receptors now, because a friend of mine was starting some clinics, addiction clinics called five-star rehabilitation centers.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to create the menus, and I studied it, and I learned more and more about the opiate receptors. And they don't talk about drugs hardly at all. They talk about how other things stimulate it, and they talked about the diseases that are getting more funding, like diabetes, like Crohn's disease, like fibromyalgia, like mental health, like PTSD. And when these opiate receptors are stimulated, they do lots of things besides give us urges for drugs and alcohol. They affect other diseases because they're involved in inflammation, and inflammation, which is internal swelling but not like a swollen ankle,
mm-hmm.
that plays havoc with the insulin system, and it plays and it hurts a lot of the other or causes more harm to a lot of the other diseases, including mental illness and substance abuse. So I had to stop both things, not stimulate the opiate receptors and the inflammation. And now we can go to summer cravings, so it'll make sense.
My understanding is that inflammation is the beginning of many diseases.
Correct. Heart disease. You can just go on and on and on. The bottom line is it's caused by having an acidic, having too much acid in our body, too low of a pH. And because of the way we eat and drink, our body's always fighting to maintain closer to a neutral pH.
Which is like 7.0.
It's 7.0. The body really wants it about 7.35. When it's below that, the body's always fighting to do it. So I try to help the body through an alkaline menu, besides other specifics, and alkaline water to make it easier for the body to maintain the pH that it wants, so we don't have inflammation. And if we could get rid of inflammation, that would be a huge help to not all the diseases, but a very large percentage of the diseases, if not being caused by inflammation, are definitely hurt and hampered by inflammation.
Well, if I crave certain foods, like during the summer, I'm just trying to think of a couple of things. Potato salad, black olives, barbecued chicken. Those are three. Are those good to eat, or are those not good to eat to get to those opiate receptors?
Well, I have very specifics that I was going to go over. But in general, it depends on how you make it. If you have regular chicken and you don't have too much sauce on it, which has additives and preservatives, because that stimulates the opiate receptors, and it's more natural, there's nothing wrong with barbecue chicken. Potato salad, there's nothing wrong with. The problem is all the stuff that we put in, that we mix with the potatoes, are we putting in a lot of additives and preservatives, and those things, like I said, stimulate the opiate receptors. And when that happens, it causes inflammation. So let me give you the main ones, and then you could ask me, and I may or may not know the answers on it. If you're craving sugar, which is the biggest craving that most people have.
Well, it's like an opiate itself.
Yes, almost. Yeah. Somebody wrote a book, I think, Sugar is More Addictive Than Cocaine, which I don't know if that's actually true, but it's one of the most addictive substances there is. And if you crave sugar, it could indicate a problem, because that is definitely going to stimulate the opiate receptors, and it's going to cause inflammation and or a hormonal imbalance, which will cause you problems. So what you have to do when you crave something like that is you can't use the substitute sugars except for stevia, because they cause the same problems. So you have to try to eat a balanced menu with proteins, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, because our brain is made up of almost all fat, and complex carbohydrates, because we need energy. You have to stay away from the real sugars or substitute sugars and the real simple carbohydrates, because those cause problems. And if it doesn't make you want, if you don't have an inclination for drugs or alcohol already, then it probably won't make you, have the urge for it. But then it'll give you other problems, like diabetes, once you're overweight, heart disease. Once you're overweight, almost every disease increases by large magnitude. Even cancer increases 50% if you're overweight. So cravings for sugar, is the single biggest problem if I had to pick one.
Can you give me two or three others very quickly?
Sure.
End this segment.
Yeah, if you have cravings for ice, which some people do, they chew on ice. That's a form of something called pica, P-I-C-A, and it's an eating disorder. And they find that lots of times with pregnant women and in a lot of third world countries. But what it's really indicating is that when you have a craving for a non-food substance, using ice as an example, it means you have an iron deficiency, which could lead to anemia and other problems. And again, you have to stay away from that and go to a more balanced menu where half your plate has color in it, meaning fruits and vegetables.
some green in there too.
Yeah, well, that's why I say colors. And the darker the fruit, the less sugar it has in it. Even though that's natural sugar, but still, the darker the fruit, the less sugar it has in it.
So blueberries versus cantaloupe?
Yes. Blueberries would be better than cantaloupe. Another craving people have, and we're hearing more and more about this, is gluten or starchy carbohydrates. And what that tends to indicate is you already have inflammation, and for some reason the body's tricked and it thinks by getting more of the gluten or more of the starchy carbohydrates, which potato salad would be, it's going to create a hormone imbalance and worsen the inflammation, which I already said at the beginning causes other problems. And then it'll change your balance of something called cortisol, which is put out by the adrenal gland. And if you put out too much...
You're getting paid at that point, don't you?
Well, when you put out too much cortisol, it stops the nice things like serotonin, melatonin, which makes us more mellow and helps us sleep. So it throws off everything. Now you don't have enough sleep, and that causes other problems, and I could take the whole 2 hours.
I know.
You know what I mean, if we want to go to this. But that's what happens from gluten. And then the fourth...
I'm going to take a break. Hold on.
Okay.
Dr. Keith Kanter is our guest. He's an advocate of natural food and healthy living, has been for 27 years. By the way, he has been an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps since 1976. We'll maybe mention that as we come back out. I'm Mark Allen. Join us at LateNightHealth.com. All of our shows are there. You can listen to them. Go to LateNightHealth.com. More coming up. Don't go away. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how am I doing?
Very well from our standpoint.
I have one more to go over, which I'll go over when we get back, as soon as you say go again. That's dairy.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. And ethnic groups seem to have dairy issues. Have you noticed that?
Well, I don't think they have dairy issues. They make food that has more dairy in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The blintz or the bloody?
Yeah, that's right.
Did I just say that out loud?
It's okay. You'll cut that out of your tape. I'll have it on mine.
Oh, okay. Got it. Wow. We'll get this to you by maybe Wednesday.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll try to get it posted by then as well. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't care if it's posted. I just want to do some advertising for you.
Right. And we
can't beat the price.
No, can't beat the price. And we appreciate that a lot. We'll be back in just a second here and get it done. This is off the air, and we're setting the time. I'll give you the time in a second. And then we shall go.
Can I make fun of you since you're only married 38 years and I'm married 40?
Absolutely.
No, I'm kidding.
You got married younger.
Yeah, I got married right after college, right before I went into the Marines. 1976. Really 1975, because they used to do blood tests back then, so I had to get married before I went in the Marines, not tell anybody but our parents. And then, because you had to take blood tests, and it took 2 weeks to get the results, and then get married right after OCS off the candidate school and have the big wedding and act like that was the real wedding, because otherwise I couldn't have done it with the blood tests. Now they don't even do blood tests, and they have 3 times as many diseases, and now they kill you.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Well, also being single and messing around, I'm sure you... I'm just saying, and you know, you can die from sex now.
Yeah, when we had it, there was...
You could take penicillin.
That's what I was going to say, worst thing that ever happened. I know it was lucky it never happened, but the worst thing that ever happened is you took a pill.
Yeah.
Now it's you're dead, or you're dying, or you have to take medicine forever.
I know. We have 6 minutes on the clock, so here we go, sir. Late Night Health continues. in about, 10 minutes or so. Robert Clancy, author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul, will be here. We're going to be talking about when life changes on a dime. That'll be happening today with Robert Clancy. He's kind of like our in-house doctor of mind, body, and spirit. Right now we go back to the Atlanta area as we speak with Keith Cantor, and we're talking about how summer food cravings can cause some real major problems. We wanted to get in dairy before we end it. So is dairy a big problem?
Yeah, dairy is a big problem. If you have cravings for dairy, one of the things it's telling you, or it might be telling you, is that your body's not tolerating lactose, which is a sugar. But it also causes inflammation, and then the body craves more of it, thinking for some reason it's going to relieve the inflammation, and it makes it worse. And we already went over with the people all the problems that inflammation causes. But those are all part of my named program.com. I have all of those eliminated from it. They're all regular menus. You wouldn't know it if you didn't look at it. I didn't tell you first. But I eliminate all the things that causes inflammation. I have it slightly alkaline. And all the things that stimulate the opiate receptors. And dairy's one of them that both stimulates the opiate receptors and causes inflammation. And you could just replace it, you know, with easy things like coconut milk or coconut yogurt or almond milk. So it's easy to find a substitute.
At home, do you drink dairy, or do you drink one of the alternative milks?
First of all, I don't drink it. I don't know why, but that's honestly not for health reasons. It's just because I don't like it that much, except for ice cream once in a while. But we use almond milk.
Got it. Somebody just told me about another milk that just came out. Rice milk?
Yep. Oh. Rice milk's very good. And they even have other milks, you know, it's not just almond. They have some other milks that are made out of nuts that are much better for you. And they even have soy milk.
Right, soy milk too. Is lactose intolerance a common thing, or does everybody react to that?
No, it's I don't even think it's that common. But like my wife is gluten intolerant, I happen to be lactose intolerant, which so once I found that out, where it just, you know, bothered my stomach. I didn't know why. It didn't develop until I was at least 40, because I never noticed it when I was a kid. So, but gluten intolerance is becoming bigger and bigger. Not celiac disease, which is less than like 0.6% of the people have it, but gluten intolerance. And that's one of the things that I stay away from is gluten, because it both, you know, stimulates the opiate receptors and causes inflammation.
Even though you're not particularly sensitive to...
Yeah, I'm not gluten intolerant, but I know that it's not good for you. And it's hard to go in front of groups and talk and show them this, and then they come into my house and they see all the... You know, all the bad stuff, so I don't want to have to run and hide it every time, so I'd rather not do it. So, and it makes it easier for my wife.
Sure. But gluten is in everything. I mean, it's in ketchup. It's in...
It's not quite as bad as sugar, but it's in more and more things. But gluten is just basically wheat.
It's a wheat protein.
Yes.
What about some summer foods? I mean, we talked about, you know, chicken, potato salad. I remember my mother saying, get the potato salad in the refrigerator because the mayo will rot. And it turns out years later I told her it was the eggs that would go bad first before the mayo, because the mayo had all the chemicals in it.
It had all the preservatives in it.
Preservatives.
It's sort of like that old Twinkie thing that you keep a Twinkie out for 10 years and pick it up and eat it, and all you'll notice is that it's a little stale. The problem with that is mayonnaise has a lot of fats in it, and they're not the healthy fats.
Right. My son is a chef, and we've made mayo out of olive oil. And it's just olive oil and eggs. And I think that would be preferable and healthier. It's got a different taste.
Yes, much healthier. But I'll tell you something funny real quick. My wife happens to be Italian, and we're married 40 years. to you're only 38.
Yes.
Anyhow,
yes,
you I got it in.
You did get it in.
But her mother was trying to be nice to me. This is before we were married. And she made chopped liver for me.
Uh-oh.
And she used mayonnaise instead of, I think it's called Zelt, you know, the chicken fat.
Schmelt,
which makes it taste so good.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you, and I tasted it, and, you know, she was trying to be nice, so you didn't want to be there, but I couldn't eat it.
No, so
it's, you know, different things for different ethnic groups, but chicken fat definitely, you know, that fat like that isn't good for you either, but it does make the chopped liver taste good.
Absolutely, and taste has got to be part of it. Doctor, we're out of time. I'd love to have you come back.
No problem. Just either give me a call directly, email me, I'll give you the email.
We got it. Hold on one second, okay?
Sure.
Our guest has been Dr. Keith Kanter. You can find out more about Dr. Kanter by going to our website, latenighthealth.com. We'll have a pretty little picture of Dr. Kanter, and we will have his bio and a link to his website as well. Dr. Kanter will come back, you know, maybe toward the end of the summer. We'll talk some more about maybe healthy foods for the fall. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up next, we've got Robert Clancy. He's got an interesting story, and we're going to talk about when life changes on a